This past week, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy delivered his State of the State address, pre-recorded from the safety of his bunker with no audience present. This was done for COVID-19 safety reasons, as well as to eliminate any chance for, I don't know, spur-of-the-moment arguments or actual laughter over what he was saying. Said the state of our state is resilient and ready to keep moving forward because this is who we are as New Jerseyans. He also said more time and action is needed before New Jersey turns a corner on the coronavirus pandemic. Shortly before the address, Governor announced he declared a new public health emergency to renew some of his remaining pandemic powers, fight the Omicron variant. That includes keeping the statewide school mask mandate, in case you were wondering, parents and teachers. He insisted the emergency won't come with any more restrictions, though he said New Jersey must remain, quote, on a war footing against a virus that has now taken on a form that is overwhelming our collective psyche as it tests our state. He also called on New Jerseyans to put aside partisan bickering, saying, from today forward, for all of us, the politicking ends and the governing begins. That's true patriotism. You can time that promise with a stopwatch. Regarding COVID-19, Murphy said New Jerseyans are all frustrated by this pandemic. Never accuse him of missing the obvious. He noted how some people have acted selfishly and shared deliberate misinformation. Looking at vaccines, though, he touted during his speech that about 90% of New Jerseyans have gotten at least one vaccine dose. Murphy urged more people to get booster shots because, quote, it's proven to lessen the impact of illness to keep you out of the hospital. Now, missing from his speech were some of the things he's been criticized for over the past 2 years regarding COVID-19, the pandemic, like sending COVID-19 patients back to nursing homes, albeit in isolated portions of the homes, although that wasn't always the case, and the massive logjam within the state's Department of Labor that left a lot of people waiting weeks, even months, to get those extended stay-at-home unemployment bonus benefits. Turning to topics of abortion and gun control, Murphy also reaffirmed he'll sign a newly passed bill to preserve the right of women and girls to obtain abortion in New Jersey. This all grew out of the concern about the belief that eventually the U.S. Supreme Court is going to overturn to at least some degree Roe v. Wade later this year. The governor called on lawmakers to take up a third set of what he calls common sense and comprehensive firearm laws after enacting numerous gun control measures in the past 4 years. That includes proposals to ban 50 caliber weapons, close more gun show loopholes regarding sales of firearms, require additional safety education for gun owners, and give police officers more ways to go after offenders. That package just completely stalled and vanished in the previous legislative session. That's after outgoing State Senate President Steve Sweeney said he would not post most of the bills because they, in his words, don't do anything about the crime on the streets. Murphy said the state cannot go another year without the new measures. It's unclear whether the new Senate President, Nicholas Kateri, who represents Union County, not clear where he stands on all that. Turning to prescription drugs and healthcare, Murphy also said he'll send lawmakers a plan to make prescription drugs more affordable in New Jersey. Speech was really scant on actual details. Governor said the goal is to make prices in the supply chain more transparent, so we can see what drives drug prices higher so we can lower them. It's tough to give details about something he, well, basically has so little control over. Yes, he talked about the cost of living in New Jersey, and he talked about taxes, saying, I commit to you now that the state budget I propose in a few weeks will not raise taxes. He also promised to tackle one of New Jersey's most persistent issues, property taxes. Property tax bill in New Jersey has jumped 4% overall during the first 3 years of Murphy's first term, so he's promising to fix a problem that he's added to. Well, think about this. Do you expect a bank robber to willingly put the money back in the bank if you tell them to? Yeah, there were some reactions to the speech. Assemblyman John DeMeo, the Republican leader in the state assembly, had issue with how Murphy championed how much New Jersey's economy has improved over the past year, saying it's very easy to pick one rosy quarter when you were down because of the pandemic and you had this quick stat up. It's easy to say things like that, but it's rather disingenuous. New Jersey Business and Industry Association President Michelle Securita called for the state to institute a proactive and comprehensive plan to help New Jersey businesses and the economy, rather than the reactive approach and continuation of policies that harm a business community. She noted, New Jersey doesn't just have the high property taxes, but also the nation's highest corporate tax rates and some of the highest income tax rates. Oh, by the way. You know, at one point in his speech, Murphy claimed that New Jersey has been rated the number one state to live in, number one state to raise our family in, and the number one state to do business in. No, he didn't share the source of those ratings, but I think I know. It didn't come from the state of New Jersey. It came from the state of denial.